As the example before illustrated, overrides exist to allow clean implementation and management of only the desired changes, leaving the unchanged portions out. As sites make overrides, another benefit is that local customizations are protected from any sweeping changes to the underlying base files, such as might occur with software update installations. In the long run, it's much more work to track and reintegrate changes into baseline files each time they update. Baseline files should never be modified. So, how are overrides implemented? First of all, like the rest of AWIPS, Hazard Services still adheres to the standard tiered convention of base, configured, site, and the other levels. Where it departs from the general conventions is in its broad adoption of incremental and other targeted type overrides. Hazard Services specifically leverages two flavors of this more focused override behavior. One directly referred to as incremental override, and the other termed class override.